November 22, blessed are they that wash their robes. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life and may enter in by the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14, Revised Version. Do we expect to get to heaven at last and join the heavenly choir? Just as we go into the grave, we will come up. As far as the character is concerned, now is the time for washing and ironing. John saw the throne of God and around that throne a company, and he inquired, "Who are these?" The answer came, "These are they which have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Revelation 7:14. Christ leads them to the fountains of living waters, and there is the tree of life, and there is the precious Savior. There is no pain, sorrow, sickness, or death there. All is peace and harmony and love. Now is the time to receive grace and strength and power to combine with our human efforts that we can form characters for everlasting life. When we do this, we will find that the angels of God will minister unto us, and we shall be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And when the last trump shall sound, and the dead shall be called from their prison house, and changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, the crowns of immortal glory will be placed upon the heads of the overcomers. The pearly gates will swing back for the nations that have kept the truth, and they will enter in. The conflict is ended. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. Do you want this benediction? I do, and I believe you do. May God help you that you may fight the battles of this life and gain a victory day by day and at last be among the number that shall cast their crowns at Jesus' feet and touch the golden harps and fill all heaven with sweetest music. I want you to love my Jesus. Do not reject my Savior, for he has paid an infinite price for you. I see in Jesus matchless charms, and I want you to see these charms.